Always great to talk with our colleague, Kim Severson, Atlanta Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times. But this morning, good morning, Kim.
How are you?
We've got a disturbing story to talk about. Federal agents arresting four men on charges of a domestic terror plot involving a bioterror agent. Give us the details.
These four guys live up in the North Georgia Mountains, which is maybe 2-hour drive north of Atlanta. All of them are 65 or older, and for about a year they've been talking about blowing up federal buildings, killing a large number of people with a derivative of a castor bean, which is a plant that grows up in that part of the country, and it's actually, I think, from Florida. And they were arrested on Tuesday. The feds swooped into this town, and boy, it was quite a scene for the folks who saw the 50 or 60 FBI cars come in and pull their neighbors out of their house.
Now, two elements I want you to explore for us. Number one, what was the lethal toxin that they were actually trying to obtain, and are they an organized group?
Well, this is the thing. First of all, on the toxin, and in fact, I was up, spent the afternoon with one of the guy's brothers, and we were looking at these beans. They're called castor beans or castor oil beans, and they call them mole plants up there, and they plant them in the ground to help keep the moles away. And this guy, the FBI came in and it pulled all the plants that this guy had planted around his house, and he also had some on his mother's lawn and try to get his neighbors to grow. The idea is that you can put them through a process and create ricin, which is a powdery substance. If you inhale even just a little bit, it can be fatal. Their idea that they were going to shell all these beans, somehow turn them into the castor beans into ricin, and then drive along highways releasing this powder in cities like Atlanta, New Orleans, and New Jersey, and up in New Jersey. So that never really came to any fruition. However, they were growing some of these beans. Now, what this group is attached to, it seems to me, and from what we understand with talking to the Southern Poverty Law Center and looking at what the FBI put through, there's a group called the Georgia Militia, which is a group that one of the people, one of these four, founded. They held a meeting in April with like-minded groups from a few other southern states that some of these men went to, and they've got kind of a mix of things that they're opposed to. They feel they're strict constitutionalists. They see big conspiracies behind Enron. There's certainly a lot of anti-Obama information on their websites, and the idea is that the only way to stop the federal government is to blow up things, I think,
that's the package.
Kill people.
That's the whole package there. Kim Severson, Atlanta Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times, talking about federal agents arresting four men on charges of a domestic terror plot, loosely organized, ideologically motivated, at least according to the evidence there that our colleague from the New York Times is talking about, and attempting to get through what seems like a relatively outlandish means the extremely lethal biological toxin ricin. Apparently, a confidential informant has created or has said there's some connection, possibly an inspiration of this plot from an actual existing novel.
There's an online. It's actually an online novel, and it's I think the idea is that there was a way that this this plot was following a movement that's online. It's not an actual novel. It's called Absolution, and basically it's another sort of separatist militia kind of book that that this one fellow followed. Although the philosophy of them, I think that book Absolved. I'm sorry, it's called Absolved. It's that book's a little bit overblown in its role in this, although the guy who wrote it is from Alabama, was a militia leader in Alabama, and the idea
it's Michael Vanderbilt, right?
Right. And the citizens.
We spoke with him yesterday. Boy, was he definitely? Listen to this. He definitely said that it's overblown to link his book Absolved with a ricin plot. Listen,
it is certainly a complete misreading of the intent of my novel. which is a useful dire warning designed to prevent civil war. And if the author of a novel is now to be held culpable for its misinterpretation by old, feeble-minded Georgia morons with dreams of terrorist grandeur, then the First Amendment no longer exists.
Michael Vanderbo's characterization there of, what did he call them, old, feeble-minded morons from Georgia.
Yeah.
Is that a characterization of these folks who were arrested?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of their friends and family members say these guys, they were just kind of talking big and bragging. And one guy said, who's good friends with one of them, said, look, he just was going down there on those militia weekends to get away from his wife. And, you know, I don't, it's, the thing is, they do seem like nice local guys talking big at the local Waffle House. But on the other hand, they pulled a lot of guns out of these guys' house, and they do have them on tape repeatedly talking about blowing up federal buildings. So, you know, I think that's something obviously the courts will sort out, but it is an interesting case.
And indeed, you know, terror plots have been constructed on, you know, little more than attempts to go away for the weekend and get away from the troubles of home. That necessarily, it isn't necessarily an implausible motive for something that becomes a federal crime.
Well, it's these guys were definitely talking the game, that's for sure.
Kim Severson, Atlanta bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, on a story where federal agents have arrested four men on charges of a domestic terror plot. The men, between 65 and 73, were secretly recorded by an FBI informant discussing plans to obtain, possibly, the biotoxin ricin. Thank you, Kim.
Thanks.
And don't get any ideas, you Breaking Bad fans.
What is it, Mr. White? Lay it on me.
Beans.
Beans.
Your castor beans.
So what are we going to do with them? Are we just going to grow a magic beanstalk? Huh? Climb it and escape?
We are going to process them into ricin.
Ricin beans.
Ricin. It's an extremely effective poison. It's toxic in small doses, also fairly easy to overlook during an autopsy.
All right, so
don't touch them.